This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
New surveillance cameras have been put up around San Francisco, with some saying it's about time and others complaining their civil liberties are being trampled on. These are the pole-topping mobile security camera trailers that are coming our way. For more, we are joined live in studio by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, what do you make of them?
Well, it's just kind of interesting. It's the latest step by the San Francisco Police Department to move towards technology in trying to fight crime. It's brought on in part because, let's be honest about it, staffing at the police department's way under. They're down some 500 cops. So they don't have people on the streets. So they're using tech to replace it. It's not just these latest cameras that sit atop poles and keep an eye on the neighborhood where, let's say, UN Plaza, where they're having open drug dealing, or Mission Street, where they're having prostitutes out walking openly. They're also using drones and license plates readers. And what's interesting is I remember back in 2007 when then-Mayor Gavin Newsom first installed cameras to keep an eye on hotspots around town. There was a huge outcry about, this is Big Brother coming to San Francisco. This is the militarization of the police force. This is 1984 is here and it's real. And as a result of that, he said, okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to have the cameras, but they're only going to tape. We're not going to look at them in what they call real time. In other words, we're not going to live look at them. And that was the deal. And everybody said, well, this is great. You got security cameras up, but nobody's watching them. Okay. So, but now it's shifted. And it's shifted not just in San Francisco, but in Berkeley. They're putting in security cameras. Oakland's putting up hundreds of license plate readers. Oh. And, you know, a few years ago, that would not have been happening.
Well, it's a trade-off. I mean, I personally was a victim of a crime. I had my car stolen in San Francisco. This was pre-pandemic. But darn it, if they didn't find that car in a day, thanks to these license plate readers. And when you're a victim of a crime and you can get your car back in a day, that feels good.
You can beat the tow truck. You're winning.
That's right. What does this mean for Breed?
Well, for Breed, she unveiled him yesterday to a lot of hoopla. And I think that even if she got, you know, an extra squad car, she'd have a press conference at this place. She is, you know, still got an uphill fight for re-election. Her opponents are hammering on public safety because it's the top concern about voters, not just in San Francisco, but all around Northern California. In fact, California, it's a top concern. So she's out there promoting this, not just the license plate reader, but she's also selling tech, but she's selling the change in sort of attitude. Because when she was yesterday there at the press conference, she had the police chief there. She also had District Attorney Brooke Jenkins there, who she appointed, and who is part, her pitch was, yes, the tech is going to help us catch the wrongdoers, but we've got to make sure that they have faced consequences, and that's where I come in. And the previous district attorney was not on board with that philosophy, especially when it came to nonviolent crime. So there's a change of attitude there. So we're seeing this shift. It's pretty seismic in the Bay Area. If somebody said they were going to be having Big Brother cameras up around town, I'd be going, really? And by the way, these cameras also talk. So
the times they are a-changing. I'm a fan.